Well, some social media pushback for the Prime Minister today as he released a revamped version of his religious discrimination bill. Critics unhappy that he's done it while Australians face a bushfire disaster and tragedy in New Zealand. At a news conference, Scott Morrison unveiled the second draft, tweaked after widespread criticism from both religious and LGBTI groups over the earlier draft. The government plans to spend the summer consulting on whether this version can win wider support, though at this point it's not looking good. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison says these laws will help unify Australians, but so far thoughts on take two of the bill are very much divided.
People's belief, be they to have or not have a religion, is not something upon which any Australian should be discriminated against or be prejudiced against.
The first draft for religious discrimination laws was widely panned by groups across the political spectrum. The government received around 6,000 submissions on that first take, many of them critical. Here's the Attorney General, Christian Porter.
So there are changes that have been suggested by human rights and LGBTI groups. There are changes that have been suggested by faith groups. They are represented in the final draft.
The new bill will allow religious bodies, including hospitals and aged care providers, to hire employees based on their religion. It's also changed so that doctors, pharmacists and psychologists could still refuse to do certain procedures based on their faith, but they could not refuse to treat particular individuals. That means a Catholic hospital could refuse to perform abortions, but it could not turn a patient away for not being Catholic. Dan Flynn from the Australian Christian Lobby says the new draft is an improvement.
That religious hospitals, aged care and accommodation providers can select to accord with their faith all makes good sense, and doing so won't amount to discrimination. So look, we are pleased to see those changes.
But he's still not happy about a clause that could allow big companies to ban employees from making statements about their beliefs outside work if that creates financial hardship for the company. An example of where that might apply is the Israel Folau case, where the rugby star was sacked over his social media posts. And Mr. Flynn says as the clause currently stands, it wouldn't have helped Folau.
Rugby Australia would have said that their sacking of him was necessary to avoid unjustifiable financial hardship, namely their sponsor Qantas. So there are many people not as famous as Israel Folau who face marginalisation in the workplace. So we're concerned that that could in fact be a tool of oppression against workers. And, you know, we think they're entitled to more freedom of speech than that.
The Chief Executive of Equality Australia, Anna Brown, says there are some improvements in the second draft.
There's some changes to the healthcare clause, which are improvements, but in our view, that demonstrates that the initial bill obviously went way too far. And the healthcare provisions still apply to doctors, nurses, psychologists, even pharmacists. And these are the sorts of healthcare workers that are most likely to be in the first line of response.
But she says other parts of the legislation are now even worse than before.
Overall, we've seen a number of changes in this bill that actually give more license to discriminate to religious institutions and also people of faith. That does come at the expense of the rights of other Australians. This law should be a shield that protects from discrimination. It shouldn't be a sword that hands a license to discriminate to religious institutions and people with harmful religious views.
Religious freedom expert Alex Deegan from the Queensland University of Technology says the government's going to have a hard time satisfying everyone in this space. But he says this is an important discussion for Australia to have.
I think it's accurate to say that Australia is not a country where religious persecution is rife or widespread, say, compared to some other countries around the world. But what we are seeing is that when a person's religion spills into the public space, so social media or the way they conduct themselves in public context, that's when the issues start. And there are a significant number of cases where people have been discriminated against or detrimentally treated due to engaging in sort of public kinds of religious conduct, and that's where I think this legislation is needed.
Submissions on the new draft are now open until the end of January.
Alexandra Beach reporting.